Mike Pompeo, you think of Secretary of State. But let me just share with you. Our guest was also director of the Central Intelligence Agency. He was Secretary of State. He served the United States military and army by going to West Point. I think he also spent some time at a certain college in Cambridge, Massachusetts called Harvard. Pretty adept person talking foreign policy and domestic. Mike Pompeo joining us, former Secretary of State. Thanks for being with us, GMI Studios. How are you, sir?
Jack, thanks for that kind introduction. It's great to be with you again. Hope you're doing well today.
Well, I don't think any word was not true there in the intro, but intros are intros. Let's talk some news, Mr. Secretary. I wanted to get you on, and I'm glad you're with us, because coming out of the weekend, this is what I think happened. I think the president went and saw the refugee crisis in Poland. I think he was moved emotionally, and I think he gave a pretty honest speech. And at the end, it was a few words that the White House had to spend the weekend walking back on regime change when he basically said, my God, this Putin can't stay in power. He's already called the Russian president a war criminal, a killer, a tyrant, a thug. Pretty clear the president doesn't think he should be in power. And then the White House walks it back saying that the policy is not regime change. And then the president tries to even correct his handlers. Does this send mixed messages to Putin and our adversaries or not?
Jeff, these kinds of things are really dangerous. Your point's right. I'm confident that when you see the devastation that the president most certainly saw, I saw this in places around the world as well when I was in service, it tugs at your heart. But you have a responsibility. You have a duty. Your words are watched across the world. If you go watch when I spoke as Secretary of State, I didn't express my every emotion. I didn't express my every feeling. People were listening and watching. The bad guys watch what we say. And they heard President Biden say that. And then he saw the next 48 hours of just complete chaos. And this shows an inept, incompetent, weak America. That's truly dangerous for people in New Hampshire, people of my own state of Kansas. You can't do that. Whatever one thinks, one has to be driven by a strategy, trying to achieve an objective that puts America first and protects the American people. And when you use language like that and then you screw it up, the world no longer respects a country when its leader can't do better than that.
Secretary of State, former Mike Pompeo, I respect your crystal ball more than most, and we've spoken with retired Army General Kevin Ryan. You may know the general about this. I'm going to ask you, because I think your crystal ball might be more accurate. How long and when and how does this de-escalate, this war in Ukraine? Does Vladimir Putin get a section of the eastern part of the country? They don't join NATO. How do you see this ending, or do you not see an end in sight?
Well, my sense is this is going to go on for some time. I think everyone should remember that when he took Crimea and then moved into the southeast part of the country, Donetsk and Luhansk, it never really ended. There had been fighting going on even before this last invasion, and we took another chunk of the country. So I suspect what you'll see is there may be some places he pulls back, there'll be other places he tries to advance, but the continued coercive activity to try and spend the next months and years to destabilize Ukraine, destabilize Europe, destabilize the rest, there's no reason to think Vladimir Putin is going to change. I get asked all the time, Jack, would this have happened if you were still Secretary of State and President Trump was still president? And one can't know, but one can say this, it didn't happen on our watch.
Right.
Putin hasn't changed. The only thing that truly changed was American leadership, and Putin's going to continue down this path until he gets a sense that America and Europe are prepared to do the simple things you need to do to restore deterrence. I pray that we'll get there. We should be providing more weapons, faster weapons, bigger weapons to the Ukrainians. They could use them. They know how. They're trained. They're very capable people who have shown great bravery in defending their homeland.
Why has there been a hesitancy to get them, for example, indirectly through Poland, some MiGs or release some jets, a trade kind of thing, not coming from us from Poland? Why haven't we done more, and should we do more?
We should, and we could, and it's not as complicated as they make that. Look, okay. I can tell you what should have been done with some of these weapon systems, Jack, is that back in September, October, and November, when I think everyone knew this was about to happen, I was the former CIA director. It would have been entirely possible at that point to move lots of armaments into the country, defensive systems, mm-hmm. to help them do even better than they're doing today. We chose not to do that. We were too slow, we were too small, and we were too late. I hope they'll reverse each of those and begin to move in a way that provides them the tools they need, intelligence tools and military tools, to continue to be victorious against the Russian army.
You know, there's so many questions. I don't always run into this in a good problem with my guest that I want to ask you, given your background of both intelligence and Secretary of State. But let me ask you this. Do you believe, because you know Putin has an intelligence background as well with the KGB, do you believe that he's not being fed kind of how bad and slow this is going because some of his own advisors are afraid to give bad news to Vladimir Putin?
This is one of the advantages that democracies have, is that our leaders do their best to tell the truth, right? Our leadership told President Biden, don't withdraw from Afghanistan that day. He chose to do otherwise. It wouldn't surprise me if he is not getting the true story. If you're a senior intelligence officer or a senior military official, you don't want to admit anytime you have a failure. So I'll bet he doesn't have a completely clear picture. But he can watch. He sees what's going on TV as well. He is fully apprised, and he is fully in control. And everything that's happening today, all the death, all the destruction, right, is the responsibility of him and him alone.
Governor Sununu on this show is called, when this first broke out, the governor called Russia in that part of the world the big gas station. And we know how much Europe and those countries rely on Russian energy. That's really funding and fueling this war for Putin and everything he does, because their economy is not that deep and robust. I learned that when I was a civilian at the War College. I guess my question for you, Mike Pompeo, is, did we do enough early enough to kind of choke off that energy, not only what the smaller percentage we buy, but sort of closing that clamp around Putin with European dependence on his oil?
Jack, we could have done so much more quickly. And that's when I say we there, not just the United States. We actually moved more aggressively than the Europeans. They've spent years trying to do their climate change agenda, their progressive climate change agenda in Europe. It put them in a bad place. They suffer under the coercive impact of needing Russian natural gas. Remember, there's another big gas station. It's right here in the United States of America.
Yeah.
We should be providing it, producing it, shipping it, and take them out from under this this pressure that they feel from Russian energy. We can do it. We can support them. I think they're getting to a better place. I'm encouraged by the Germans now beginning to keep coal-fired power plants open and recognizing they've got to be dependent on something other than Russia. It's a good thing. It's good for America's security because it will permit Europe to take the heavy ore, put the heavy ore in the water, moving this national security boat forward for themselves and for us.
We're not in a debate stage, Mr. Secretary, in a presidential forum, but I've moderated these, so if you indulge me in a lightning round, if I could ask you real quickly a couple of things. Do you believe energy independence is secure and security, and do you worry about the United States shopping in places like Venezuela, trying to redo the Iranian deal to take sanctions off, looking at OPEC and Saudi Arabia for more oil when we could be doing it here?
Yes, yes, and yes.
All right, let me ask you one more. Where are you at, Mike Pompeo, and you're possible looking at 2024? Midterms are coming up. I know that. You've been up. You know, you're going around the country. Are you still keeping an open door of a possibility of a run for president in 2024?
I am. We're going to be up in New Hampshire next week, a week from today, in fact, up at the Hillsborough County annual Lincoln Reagan dinner. It'll be great fun to be back in New Hampshire again. I'm spending all my time helping candidates, just 30-something weeks from now, get elected to take back school boards and district attorney's offices in Congress. Then I'll turn my attention. I'm going to stay in the fight, Jack. We're working on what we talked about this morning. Matters an awful lot to every American, and I want to make sure I do my part. Whether that'll be in political life or not, only the Lord knows at this point.
Before I let you go, I do want to ask you one. I thought of actually early the other morning. I was thinking, because I knew you were coming on this week. Do you remember, I know you do, sir, in 2018 when President Donald Trump actually had to have a press conference? You might have been there, I'm not sure, but he actually had to have a press conference to address a growing feeling that he wasn't mentally fit for the job, that there was a question about his mental well-being, and he had to come out and actually address that. Do you recall that?
I do. I absolutely remember it. I don't think I was present, but I remember the press conference.
And I thought it was rather bizarre. And I watched this president, in all due respect. I've interviewed Joe Biden several times. I think he's an affable person. I met Dr. Jill Biden, his fam, you know, his wife. I know he's gone through a lot personally. We all go through struggles in life. So I try and root for success. But when I honestly watch these press conferences, Mr. Secretary Mike Pompeo, Good Morning New Hampshire, when I watched the president just the other day on the budget, when he calls on a reporter and he says hi, and the reporter asks a question, he'll start talking, then he turns it, I'm sorry, what was the question again? And I've seen this repeatedly, and I get that to a point. And some former presidents, Ronald Reagan, one used to use that as a little bit of a crutch to get some time to be more composed. But I've seen Joe Biden, but this whole thing about Putin's got to go, and I didn't mean regime change, I'm just sort of questioning, because it was a fair question, I guess, for Donald Trump. Do you think, given what you know about intelligence, Secretary of State, it's pretty serious stuff, that the current president of the United States is mentally fit for the job at this point? Do you have any thoughts or concerns or not?
Jack, you know, I don't have any real insights other than what we all see. The statement he made the other day about using chemical weapons in kind, the statement he made about minor incursion. These are showing real gaps, real serious, dangerous gaps. This isn't for funsies. This is serious business. We need a president that can take a question, respond to it in a way, and not be required to go fix it afterwards. We'd be a lot better off if President Biden would stick to a script he prepared. I know people have fun and mock gaffes. This isn't about a gaffe. This is about the world listening, our friends and allies and our adversaries listening to a president who has not yet demonstrated that he's capable of responding ad lib to a set of questions in a way that reflects American policy. That's dangerous. And whatever the cause of that, whether it's a challenge that President Biden has himself or just ill discipline, it makes no difference. This is dangerous to the United States of America.
Mike Pompeo, former CIA Director, Secretary of State. Have a good, safe trip to New Hampshire. We'll get you back again soon.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Good morning, Hampshire.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.